You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Your Dose of Death Podcast. As always, it's your one-on-one host, Lauren Rosenberg. I am joined by someone who you may know as one of the most prolific deathmatch wrestlers around, but I'm interviewing this man in a different lens today. A man who is not only a wrestler, he wears multiple hats in this industry, a promoter. He is the man behind We Love Wrestling, of course. As you know them, a Wisconsin-based promotion that is really exploding in the scene today. We're going to be talking about a show that's coming up very, very soon, but also has one of the most unique deathmatch tournaments coming up and a whole lot more. I'm talking with the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Tommy Trainwreck himself. Tommy, how are you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I don't know if I deserve that big of a intro, but thanks for having me, man. It's a pleasure to be here.
Dude, I always give the big intros. I want everyone to feel like they're right at home on this very show. So you deserve it as much as anyone else. And again, Tommy, you really wear more than one hat in the industry that we love, professional wrestling. I mean, your years of experience has led you to these kind of moments. When we first met, it was at ICW Milwaukee, and I had no idea the wealth of knowledge you gave me just from being around you is nothing short of incredible. But seeing you build this promotion, We Love Wrestling, that has really kind of exploded, as we'll talk about here shortly, just the talent you're getting in, the talent that you're growing with, it's nothing short of incredible, especially in the Midwest, where talent can sometimes be hard to find.
You're not wrong there, man. Yeah, you're not wrong. That's one of the main things I say about We Love Wrestling is we try our very hardest to be different than every other company out here in Wisconsin. Not that there's anything wrong with any of the companies here in Wisconsin, because like our friends over at ICW, MKE, they've been doing great stuff in Wisconsin for years and years and years. We just want to do something to differentiate ourselves from the pack. And a big thing to me was having a fresh roster. And you gotta export from that. Especially being in the Midwest, where everything's about a 3-4 hour drive,
we gotta
look far and wide to get some different talent in here. So it's one of the more struggling aspects of this, but it's definitely one of the more rewarding things that we do, I would say.
And that's the thing as well that you mentioned that I really appreciate is like you don't want to like tread on different like territories. As I used to do in Milwaukee's on this for many years, but you're expanding. You're almost paying homage to the promotions that yes, you worked with. But also you're giving your own style, your own flavor in the process as well. And I appreciate that as well.
This industry is built on respect. So it's one of those things. There would be no deathmatch in Wisconsin if it wasn't for ICW Milwaukee.
Absolutely.
So for us to be able to come in here and do deathmatch, that's building on the foundation that they have already built since 2008. So it's like, this industry is all about respect. So I'm not the type of guy to shake my head at any of that. I would like to continue those traditions because they're in place for a reason. You know what I mean? And if it wasn't for the guys who paved the way, we wouldn't be able to do this. So, you know, it's one of those things. Things have to be that way.
Absolutely. Well, I know by the time many people listen to this, the first of what is going to be 3 shows in 2 months will have transpired. Of course, teaming up with my good friends at Ruthless Pro Wrestling to have your first ever show at the world famous La Pica Lounge.
Yes, sir.
A building that has hosted so many incredible moments. For those of us here in the Midwest, we know the La Pica Lounge way too well. Bringing together We Love Wrestling, Ruthless Pro for Strange Brew. This is a unique card, has a lot of great stuff on it. Violence, flips, and all over the damn place.
Technical wrestling, a little bit of everything. This show is very much like a pro wrestling buffet. It's got a scoop of each flavor of the rainbow, so to speak. And very happy with how that came out, honestly. Because like a lot of people, when you think Ruthless Pro Wrestling, they are one of the more prolific deathmatch-based companies here in the United States. That's not the only thing they do. They also book some great some great wrestling as well. So it's been interesting to be able to intertwine our style with the Ruthless Pro style. And I think that what we put together on paper is one of my favorite cards that we've had to date.
Yeah, and I mean, just top to bottom, really just a fun card. A lot of surprises. I know it hasn't been probably easy from the initial card that was announced to maybe making a few replacements here and there.
Yeah, man, you
Things
know that goes.
happen.
The old card subject to change curse
Exactly.
follows professional wrestling no matter where it goes. But hey, this is one of those things, man. We got a lot of guys making their Wisconsin debuts, or the like. Period. Like Atticus Kogar's never been to Wisconsin. We have some first time
Yeah, it's
ever matches. Like,
wild.
yeah, it's very cool and rewarding to be able to make those things happen. Especially because, like, as a fan, at the end of the day, we're all still fans. As a fan, to be able to provide that experience for other fans, to be able to see people that they've never seen live before, that makes it all worth it.
Exactly. And I mean, speaking of Atticus, has a huge first time matchup. Him and Eric Dillinger, who I admire a great deal. First time
Likewise,
ever. I
likewise.
mean, that promo Atticus put out today, by the time this comes out a few days ago, was something else. It was kind of cerebral. It's like, hey, what a big dog. Like, I was like, oh my goodness. Atticus bringing the heat as always, but that is a big first time ever. Looking at it as well. One that I'm really looking forward to. I've heard of Twist and Flip. I know they are your tag champs in the We Love
Absolutely.
Wrestling. And they were gonna face the Pillars, of course. Tommy Vendetta unfortunately can't make it. And out of
Yep.
three, we'll talk about the match he has coming up in a second. But as a Chicago wrestling fan, I can't go to a Chicago show without talking about these two. Davey Bang, August Matthews, the team that cannot be actually Googled, are making
Yes.
their way up to Wisconsin. Bang and Matthews contending for those. I believe it's a title match, if I'm not
It is. It
mistaken.
is. It will be a dynamic duels championship bout. For me, getting Bang and Matthews, that's a huge get. Those are guys that we've wanted that have been on the radar since day one. If you don't know my history, I am a former tag team wrestler myself,
Yeah.
so I am very impartial to tag teams. And Bang and Matthews, in my opinion, are one of the best up and coming tag teams in the United States, period. They
Yeah.
are super innovative. Everything they do looks great, and it's an honor to be able to have them in Wheel of Wrestling.
It's
Very, very pumped for that
awesome.
one.
It is awesome to see that, to have watched them personally grow into really one of the most prolific teams in the country. And just, it's a true honor to just watch them do their thing every time I see them. So,
That
speaking
match can steal the
of,
show.
yeah,
That
it
can steal
very
the
well
show, man.
could. Speaking of M3, though, he's got a match still on the show in Strange Brew
Sure
with
does.
yourself.
Yeah, absolutely, man. To for those who don't know, I faced MM3 for the very first time approximately 2 weeks ago at a HorrorSlam event.
Yeah.
And it was honestly, in my opinion, a top three match I've ever had in my career. So
Wow.
MM3 is one of those competitors that brings out the best in everybody that he steps in the ring with. A true hybrid athlete, not just a deathmatch wrestler, somebody who puts wrestling into deathmatch wrestling. So when the card got shuffled and things got changed around, and there was an opening, it seemed, for a match versus Malcolm again, I jumped at the opportunity because at HorrorSlam, he got the best of me. And now we're going to run it back, but this time we're going to run it back at my home turf. And I know that he pushed me to the limit last time. So my goal is to try to push him to the very limits and have the best match possible. All for the sake of competition. There's no titles at stake. There's
Yeah.
no nothing besides pride, you know? And at the end of the day, that's the name of the game when it comes to wrestling, right?
Yeah, it truly is. And I did see some stuff from that HorrorSlam show. Like, yeah, MM3 is becoming one of the best dynamic hybrids we've seen in the deathmatch scene in a very long time. I think every opportunity for him to showcase himself has been very well received. But
Yep.
now he's in your home turf, so we'll see if the tables change, the cards change, we'll see what happens. I mean, just looking as well on this card, I think the one match I want to talk about that I think also is a rematch, and it is for your WLW Pure Heart Championship. Bobby V putting it on the line against a man he's very familiar with in the form of Dr. Redacted. This is no walk in the park for Bobby V. And all the homies, we hate Bobby V, wink, wink. We really love him. But Bobby, man, he has really, really exploded on the scene.
Yeah, he's in the midst of a meteoric rise right now. And then, as you said, this is a rematch from last year's Insane Eight tournament. Bobby V and Dr. Redacted faced each other for the very first time last August, and Bobby V was able to get the better of the Doc that night due to some outside shenanigans and
Yep.
chicanery. But now this time, it'll be Bobby V and Dr. Redacted one-on-one, except the title's on the line. So the stakes are a little bit high. Not that the stakes weren't high in the Insane Eight, but the stakes are a little bit higher now there's a direct championship on the line with the decision of this bout. We put a poll on Facebook the other day, and Bobby V and Dr. Redacted received 66% of the votes to be the
Wow.
main event. So I think that this match is really, I think that people know that these two maniacs are going to really lay into each other, and we're going to give them some tools of destruction, and we're going to let them go at
And Bobby V, the thing that intrigues me about him, and I think you probably agree with the sentiment, he's not afraid of virtually anything. He's the kind of guy who just literally you give him whatever you want, bar like barbed wire, glass, whatever, he will go out there and use everything.
He certainly doesn't half-ass it. And in my opinion, that's what makes a great deathmatch wrestler is the guys who are willing to go balls out full tilt, regardless of if it's in the deep south or in Tennessee and there's 40 people in the crowd, or if we're in a packed stadium in Detroit.
Yeah.
I think that the guys who are willing to take it to that next level, those are the guys who find greatness in this genre.
Yeah,
And I think
100%.
Bobby V definitely fits that mold. You're not wrong. After his match with Schlack in November, Schlack, he coined the term indestructible Bobby V, said that Bobby V is
Oh.
indestructible. So I think that's a very fitting name for Bobby, and you're not going to get more high praise from someone in his industry than somebody like Schlack. If
Yeah,
Schlack deems you
100%.
indestructible, I guess the man is indestructible, you know?
Seriously, though, I mean, that's crazy. One more match I want to talk about. I know there's a whole bunch more, but just
Yeah, no.
want to just talk about this one. This is actually this man's last match before he heads back to Japan. Dale Patrick's vying for the Ruthless Pro Heavyweight Championship against Hoodfoot Mo Atlas.
Yes, sir.
I mean, another guy who I don't think has had many stints in Wisconsin, and Dale Patrick's.
No, I'm not. I don't think so either. And this is one of those matches that differentiates itself from everybody else on the card because make no mistakes about it, this is going to be a slugfest. This is going to be a
Yeah.
fight. This isn't going to be. You're not going to see some smooth arm drags and transitions in this one. You're going to see two dudes going out there knuckling up. And yeah, man, Dale Patrick has a chance to take that championship back to Japan with him.
That would be wild. And I mean, first of all, Dale Patrick's defiantly said that he was back in RPW one, and Houston made it very clear he had his eyes on this belt. And in Houston, he was like, yeah, I want a shot at the heavyweight championship against Hoodfoot. And Hoodfoot gladly accepted. So I don't know if it's just confidence. I don't know if it's cockiness. But Dale Patrick seems to have his eyes on that belt.
Yeah, I mean, as competitors, you gotta thread that line between cockiness and confidence. Because if you don't believe your shit, nobody else is going to. So, yeah, man, that as far as all the matches on the card, that was one of the more evenly balanced. Like that could be a coin flip. I could see that one going either way. So, I'll definitely be keeping my eyes on that one.
Well, as you, I mean, that is a great way to put it. I mean, as we've been talking about Strange Brew, a lot of great stuff, tag team wrestling, some high flyer showcase tag team. It really is a buffet of everything that WLW brings to the table, but also Ruthless Pro Wrestling. Next up, as well, though, for you, Tommy, we have a big, even a bigger show for you in Detroit a few weeks
Yes.
later with collaborating with Horror Slam. If you want to give us a little detail about
Yeah,
that one,
absolutely, man. That
because that one is
Friday,
huge.
February 21st, We Love Wrestling and Horror Slam come together for Motor City Massacre. And originally this show was scheduled to be at the Harpo's Concert Theater, but there was some things that happened at Harpo's where they
Yeah.
had to have a show get shut down. We didn't cancel because of anything that partook with the show getting shut down. When the show got shut down, the fire marshals came in and they
Yeah.
noticed approximately 24 health and safety violations in the venue. Now, I know we do death matches, but at the end of the day, the health and safety of our performers and fans is of the utmost, like that's priority number one. So we couldn't possibly risk having, like you said, a big show go on, and all it takes is one phone call to the fire marshal, and they come in
Yeah.
and shut us down. So unfortunately, we had to move the show, but we still have a great lineup. I mean, this like HorrorSlam has been a home away from home for me. I've had some of my favorite matches in HorrorSlam. They've really I've organically created a niche for themselves out there in the Detroit area.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting for WLW to bring our flavor out there. And the card is very, very death heavy. We know Detroit loves its deathmatch wrestling, so we had to bring them something good. And this is another card that's loaded with some great first time ever matches. The one that stands out to me the most, the one that I'm looking forward to the
Yeah.
absolute most, is Little Sicko versus JJ Escobar for the HorrorSlam Heavyweight Championship. That
Wow.
is a match to me that is two guys that you may not know them. You may have heard rumblings, you may have heard the name here or there, especially with JJ going viral as many times as he has.
Yeah.
But this is one of those matches where it's like these two guys, they want the world to know their names. Like
Yeah.
these are two guys who are not, they're willing to take the risks and they're willing to do things that other people aren't willing to do. And those two together in a match like that is some combustible elements. And I'm really interested to see what comes from that match.
Yeah, I mean that's a really interesting matchup. Again, you're
It's
bringing
crazy to
interesting
say that that's the
matchups.
match that I'm looking forward to the most when you got guys like Masada and Schlack and Mickey Knuckles and all these other people on the card. But that's what I love about Wheel of Wrestling is that that's it. We bring hungry, maybe not the most known talent to the forefront, and give them the platform to show the world what the fuck they can do, you know?
And I think that is the craziest part. It's like that's a match you're looking forward to, but this feels like a death match super card and one.
That's a great way to put it, because I feel the same way, you know? Like we got what? Tommy Vendetta going
With
one-on-one with
Masada.
Masada in a
That to
barbed
me,
wire massacre match. This is the
wild.
first time ever one-on-one contest. These guys have had interaction with each other in the past in matches, but they have never wrestled each other one-on-one. This is a match that Masada himself has wanted. So when a guy like Masada openly says that he wants to wrestle somebody or he sees something in somebody, to be able to connect those dots and give not only the fans what they want, but to give the boys what they want too, that's the recipe to create something special. I really think that those two guys
Absolutely.
are gonna have a brutal, brutal match and show you that you don't need glass for a death match to be absolutely brutal.
Truly. I mean, I'm looking also at other parts of this card. I mean, you have Chuck Stein and Eric Dillinger, who both were big spotlights at the Big Japan King of the Deathmatch tournament, now going 1-on-1 with each other.
Yes,
Chuck Stein could have a
Baka
very.
Gaijin collide for the
Yep.
HorrorSlam Deathmatch Championship. And that's one of those things. It's like now this friend, like I know you guys got to spend some time together in Japan, but like when the bell rings, all that friendship goes out the window. That isn't a very interesting matchup.
That is, I mean, and who's Schlack facing on the show? Is that on
Schlack is
three?
Schlack is, Schlack will be facing Malcolm Monroe the third.
Yes.
And that is another first time ever matchup. Apparently this match has been booked. Scheduled, it's
Yes.
been rescheduled, it's been canceled. This match has been booked four times and it hasn't happened. So we're really hoping we're really, really hoping to be able to bring you guys Schlack versus MM3 at Motor City Massacre.
And who's Mickey facing on that
Mickey will be
show?
facing Briar Wellington and
Oh yes,
basically
Briar.
legends collide. One more match that I thought was pretty interesting is we have our Dynamic Duo champions,
Yes.
Twist and Flip, taking on the HorrorSlam Tag Team Champions, the Den, taking on the Juggalo Championship Wrestling Tag Team Champions,
Oh
Jackson Boys,
wow.
and a triple threat tag team match. Now this
Goodness.
match is absolutely dripping with gold. So you know all these guys know have what it takes to get the job done. And on a show that is very death heavy, I know when if I was on a show and I wasn't in a feature match like that, I'm gonna do everything in my power to steal the fucking show. So I know the mentality of those guys going into that match is like nobody gives a fuck about us, but we're gonna make sure everybody remembers our name at the end of the night.
100%. Love to hear it though, because you never know. Like people are always like on a deathmatch heavy show. They're like, oh, we want this, we want that. It's like sometimes the tag match, sometimes whatever the non-actual deathmatch match is, always ends up stealing the show or always gets the crowd into it. It's a
You
perfect
need some
palate
levity.
cleanser.
You need some levity. I feel like it's needed, and it's not necessarily. I'm not saying like you need levity as in you need a popcorn match, you need a break. You just need something to break up the violence.
Well, man, I mean, it really is cool to see you bring just these different people in, and like again, you're it was a deathmatch supercard in one, But I feel it would be remiss if we didn't talk about March 1. I feel
Yes,
we
sir.
have to talk about the Death Wish Cup coming to the legendary Berwyn Eagles, your WLW debut in Illinois. Legendary venue. I mean, frick, you got Seo Zawa doing a freaking shirt for you.
Yeah, we
But
got the legendary Larry Legend will be the host of the
yes.
festivities. When you're in a building like Berwyn, it gives off a certain energy. You go in there and it feels like the big show. It feels like that big fight feeling. So we knew we had some big shoes to fill going into this. So we didn't take it lightly when we were stepping into Berwyn. So when we stepped into Berwyn, we had to bring our put our big boy pants on and swing for the fences, so to speak.
And I mean, this show, we talked a little bit off air about it, is the most unique deathmatch show slash tournament that Chicago, because Chicago, you already know the history of deathmatch here. There's been a lot
Absolutely.
of the NGI used to run here almost every year. You had so many different tournaments, so many different deathmatches here. This truly is the most unique and has the potential to be one of the shows of the year.
I
And I
appreciate that,
mean,
man. We
it's crazy.
were trying to have a unique lineup like that. Like we got guys from the deep south. We got
Yeah.
guys from the West Coast, East Coast. I feel like this is a very unique blend of talent that you wouldn't necessarily see under any other roof besides the
Exactly.
Wheel of Rest, besides the WWE roof. And that's only because, like, I'm not to pat myself on the back, but I've made some connections through my travels in deathmatch wrestling. It is one of those things. It's like, I love wrestling, period. I especially love deathmatch wrestling. This tournament is my love note to deathmatch wrestling.
Yeah.
There's things that I like as a fan, things that I would like to see going forward, and that's what I booked. You know, like Hoodfoot versus Bryant Woods, bundles of joy.
Yeah.
Just two hosses who are going to go out there and destroy each other and just bleed buckets with little to no regard for anybody and anything in their way.
I mean, that's a bundles of joy death match round one, as
Round
I'm
that's
looking
round one.
at.
That's round one. And then you got something absolutely disgusting like Little Sicko versus Chuck Stein, pins and needles.
Oh, God.
So, like, we already know, we've seen Sicko take the porcupine quill board. We've
Yeah.
seen Chuck Stein bust out the hypodermic syringes from time to time to time again. So, like, if you are queasy, that's probably not the match for you to watch.
No.
I think that those
Good.
guys will push the limits of things that have been done and seen in a wrestling ring for
Don't
sure.
get dinner that match. Don't do anything during that match. Just
No.
cleanse yourself for the violence that will be endured. The one that I'm looking forward to, and I interviewed this guy a few weeks back, Dmitry Alexandrov making his Midwest debut. He's been begging, he's been grinding, he's actually literally, as we were talking, en route to Australia.
Yes, sir.
He's in this tournament facing none other than a man who's one of the most decorated deathmatch wrestlers anywhere, in John Wayne Murdoch. In a wire and ice death match. I already know there's gonna be dry ice.
Yeah.
And I already know there's gonna be dry ice. I tell him stop using it, but he won't listen to me. What do
See,
I know?
that's an homage to IWA, ICW, MKE. They do the
They
frozen tundra death match.
love the dry they
They
love the
love
dry
dry ice.
ice.
Shout out to Dysfunction and introducing dry ice as a dangerous weapon here in the Midwest. Yeah, that's a shout out to them.
That is
Wire
gonna
and
be
ice.
wild. That's gonna be a wild one, but that's my match I'm looking most forward to.
There's so many, man. There's so many.
I
Like,
mean, speaking of Dysfunction, he's actually in this tournament too.
he is making his first tournament appearance since 2018.
It's been that long, wow.
Yeah.
Against
Yep,
Dr.
so.
Redacted, of all people, who Dr. Redacted, one of the hottest deathmatch wrestlers going today. I mean,
Period.
we all know his pedigree by now. And he doors a deathmatch.
I think, in all honesty, he's one of the favorites to win this thing, in my
Yeah,
opinion.
I can see that. I can very well see that. I mean, the other Hoss, speaking of ultra-violent Hoss fights, a guy who out west has become kind of out of nowhere a hot commodity, Michael Kruger, making his Midwest debut against a man who very well made his presence well known here in the Midwest, Remington Roar. This is another Hoss fight in the making.
Oh, absolutely, dude. Ultra violent baptism death match. So there'll be cross-shaped bundles. is the gimmick for this one.
Man.
So that's the other thing about this tournament. It's not just every match is going to be a shit ton of glass.
Yeah, and
There's
I'm very glad about
stipulations.
that.
There's stipulations and things that will differentiate each match. That it won't just be the same shit over and over and over again.
Yeah, and that's I appreciate a lot of what you're doing is these stips. Like I like that there's stipulations around it that you're giving a narrative as well with these.
It's an homage to the past. Like breaking into wrestling, I was a big CZW fan. I used to love how TOD was very much each stipulation was different, clear cut. You could tell the difference between each match. And I also want to bring back the post-match cleanup footage. We're gonna have a camera crew rolling in the back,
Yes.
recording while guys are getting cleaned up, so we can see how fucking nasty these cuts and
I'd
these
love to
wounds
see
are.
it.
Dude, I love to see it. One of my favorite things watching those old Smart Mark CZW videos was watching the slow-mo replays. And then after the replays, you go to the back, they cut a promo, and you get to see them get cleaned up
Like
and shit.
TOD was the best for that. Those
Yes.
TODs were the absolute best for that.
We're trying to take a page from things that we've seen and we've loved. And I think that that was a very important aspect of what made the TOD presentation so awesome. Because like everybody remembers the clip of Kobayashi getting the Kenzan pulled out of his head.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like there's certain things that will live in history forever because somebody decided to roll that camera in the back while someone's getting cleaned up. And I think that that's been lost over the last couple of years. I definitely want to bring that back.
Absolutely. I mean, looking else in this term as well, I mean, you have Eric Dillinger versus JJ Escobar in a snap, crackle, and pop death match. Of the Rice Krispies nod, by the way. I think it's
Yeah.
adorable. I mean, JJ's a guy I've not had the chance to work with. For me, getting to be a part of, which, by the way, I'm absolutely honored to be filming ringside for this tournament. Means a lot
Pleasure to
to be a
have you,
part of
man.
it, and just the uniqueness of it. But I also want to talk about two guys who I never heard of, but I know a lot of people kind of had the. I know that WLW is so different in this sense, giving two guys a huge opportunity. Jason Rage versus Jason Devine. This is a huge opportunity for them on a big format like this. Two guys that
Absolutely.
I know probably a good 98% of people have not heard of. Like, just being
Absolutely.
brutally
They're
honest.
two guys who are very new to the scene, and that's why we coined their match, the Pop My Cherry Death Match. This will be the
Yes.
very first tournament appearance for both of those guys.
And I
So
love that opportunity.
Jason Rage is he's a Ken Anderson student.
Oh,
He's
wow.
located out here in the Midwest, Minnesota specifically. He's had a handful of matches here at Wheel of Wrestling. He was in the very first death match in Wheel of Wrestling history, him versus
Okay.
Chuck Stein. So, while he has only had a handful of death matches under his belt, he has at least had some of that experience in a WLW ring. As opposed to Jason Devine. Jason Devine is somebody who I've known my whole career, somebody
Wow.
I went to high school with. I've known him since my freshman year of high school.
Wow.
We have traveled the roads together, up and down. We've been tag team partners and enemies. And he is somebody who is cutting his teeth in the deathmatch scene on the East Coast. But the East Coast deathmatch scene is a lot different than the Midwest. There's not
Yeah.
as many people with the balls, let's say that, to run deathmatches frequently and often on the East Coast. Because there's a lot of garbage and there's a lot of red tape and a lot more to deal with out that way compared to the Midwest, where we kind of have free reigns and nobody really gives a fuck what we're doing out here.
Exactly.
So, to be able to give one of my longtime friends an opportunity on this platform, that means the world to me. And it's not just a handout to these guys either. These guys have been putting in the work elsewhere. Just because a lot of people don't know who they are, the goal is after March 1st, people will remember their names.
And I love how you portrayed it as well as that poll you did on Facebook, which, by the way, I don't see enough promotions doing that where you're putting a Facebook poll and saying, like, hey, give us some names who you want to see in this tournament, or hey, who do you want to see as the main event? I think it's so creative, and also fan engagement is so important these
So
days.
important.
It's so
People don't realize
important.
that content is king, but on top, even better than content is engagement. You can just post cool shit for post cool shit, but if you have people actually conversating and getting involved, then when somebody like Jason Rage actually gets voted into the tournament, now they're invested. Now they have a reason to buy a ticket. Now they have a reason to come cheer and a favorite to cheer for because their voice helped get them there. It makes
Exactly.
them that much more intertwined in the process, you know?
And it just goes a long way. As you said, content is king, and I really appreciate that you guys are pushing the envelope for what can be done in a Midwest promotion. Again, you're giving us buffets of wrestling in a
Not just
legendary
deathmatch.
venue.
I love deathmatch wrestling, but I don't
Of
want to be
course.
labeled as just a deathmatch company because that's a crutch a lot of people lean on. You know what I mean? It's easy
Exactly.
to be like, oh, come to our shows because they're going to be violent. I want you to come to our shows because one match is violent, but then there's seven other matches that pique your interest for different reasons. I don't watch
Exactly.
a movie just for one reason. I watch a movie for multiple reasons, and I want our shows to feel that same way.
And
Have more than that one dimension, you
yeah,
know?
100%. One last matchup I want to talk about with the Death Wish Cup, the non-tournament match. Bobby V putting his Pure Heart Championship on the line, potentially could be someone else, we'll see, against Neil Diamond Cutter, a legend on his, as he has proclaimed his last year in deathmatch wrestling. In a block is hot deathmatch, I have no freaking clue what this entails. I almost
Oh,
don't
okay.
want to know.
You don't want to know, or you do want to
I
know?
do. I of course
Oh,
want
you do? Well, it's quite simple.
to.
The block is hot deathmatch is any block-shaped weapons can be used. So that means Legos, Mega Blocks, wooden blocks, cinder block.
Okay.
Anything that is cube-shaped is on the table as far as a weapon goes.
Okay.
So in some matches, we've seen these plastic tote like bins be used. Anything
Yes.
that is a square shape is legal as a weapon in this match. So this will be something
Jeez.
that these guys can really paint a picture and show their creativity without just breaking glass, because there'll be five, six other matches that'll be
I was gonna
breaking glass.
say, again, a nice little palate cleanser, but still giving you violence in other
And something
avenues.
that's gonna be absolutely brutal. Like you said, Neil's a legend. This is his last year in the business. And if he were to be able to take the Pure Heart Championship off of Bobby V that night, that would be awesome for We Love Wrestling. So it's
Seriously.
one of those things that Neil's a great guy. He deserves his flowers. And it's great that we were able to get him in here on his last run, you know?
Exactly. It's huge because I mean, I feel like with this last run, a lot more eyes are on Neil Diamond Cutter. He made the proclamation. This is his last year. He's still eyeing that Jun Kasai match. God willing, I hope he gets it. But
Same.
at the same time, I mean, every match is under a bigger microscope for him. So to take if he wins that belt that night, March 1, it's huge.
Undoubtedly.
So, I mean, we've talked about the three biggest event the these next few months, three big events. You even have more
Yeah.
collaborations coming up. If you want to kind of chime in on those, because you're actually going out east.
And we are. June 28th, we'll be going to Massachusetts for a deadly doubleheader with our friends at Proving Ground Wrestling. Those who don't know, I am from Massachusetts originally. That is my home. That is where I was born and raised. I moved to the Midwest right before the pandemic. So now while I'm based in the Midwest, I am still East Coast homebody. So to be
Yeah.
able to bring our brand of wheel wrestling back east in front of friends and family is going to mean the world to us, because it's very cool to do it out here. But at the same point, I would like to show our roster what the East Coast is all about. So.
Well, I mean, that's awesome. I mean, again, the collaborations you guys are putting on are incredible. Going out east, yeah. I mean, again, your wrestling career. I mean, I know. Many of us who are independent wrestling fans knew you as an East Coast guy. Of course, then making the translation, becoming a Midwest proud resident of the Midwest, I should say. I just am curious on a promoter standpoint, what has it been like on the day to day with We Love Wrestling and like putting on your promoter hat? Like, what are maybe some what's some good insight to give to all of
Oh,
us listening as a promoter? What
it's a
has it been?
full-time job, man. What else? It's like a lot of people don't realize how much goes into promoting until you actually take the time to do it. And now we're talking like there's no off time. You know what I mean? You'll get a message from somebody at 1, 2 in the morning concerning a show or a booking or a cancellation or a date or this or that. So it's one of those things that it as hard as it is, it's also very rewarding when you see things go the right way. To be able to have a show go off without a hitch and see things exceed expectations for something that you've written is it's one of those things that's like it's rewarding. I could see myself being able to deal with just booking and running shows once when it's my time to step away from being in the ring. Because
Yeah.
a lot of people have a hard time transitioning between the two. And I feel like it's just as rewarding for me to be able to give my peers their flowers and give them their opportunities than it was for me to get mine. You know,
Yeah.
maybe like I, that's just like I'm old and wise now or something, but like for me that it just feels like that's equally as rewarding. Somebody like Bobby V, somebody who last year not a lot of people necessarily had Bobby V's name on the tip of their tongues, but we've been able to put him in a position to succeed where now going into the next year he's considered a breakout star.
Yeah.
Like that has a lot to do with what We Love Wrestling has done. So it's like that's very rewarding, you know, and that's one of the things that I didn't really ever think of when you go into running shows. You just want to like, oh, I want to put on awesome shows. Well, like that's kind of like that's the seasoning to the sauce. You know what I mean? That
Yeah.
kind of makes the long nights and the long days worth it, you know?
Yeah. And I think you're doing it at a stage where, yes, you're still wrestling and all that, but you're kind of getting that early insight now where you're like, yeah, I'm a promoter like here. Like I'm putting what I've learned to actual good use. So like I can never fault someone for wanting to like learn different aspects of the business. There's being a talent versus being someone who is working day to day to make something that really is like your love letter to wrestling, what you want out of wrestling.
What I think wrestling is, or what I think wrestling should be, my views on what I think is good or bad in wrestling. Yes, it's very opinionated, but like, it's one of those things. It's like it's a full-time job too. For those who are thinking about getting into promoting, this is one of those things. It's like you don't do this as a cash grab. This isn't
Yeah.
this is a like some people may do that, but people will see through that. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, we don't put on our shows to have the cheapest shows possible. We put on our shows to have the best shows possible. And I think that our fans and our roster, I think people are starting to realize what we bring to the table is different than what other people bring to the table. And
Yeah.
it's like, and we there's been times where this business may not have been the most successful on a financial aspect, but we have navigated those waters and we're doing our best to take the ship forward. So those people who are listening, if you like what you see, you have to support these companies. 'Cause like at the end of the
Exactly.
day, man, like I'm just a normal guy. We don't have a billionaire bet like back. We don't have a money guy. Everybody who puts money into We Love Wrestling works a normal 9-to-5 job, like at a gas station or delivers pizza. We're just normal people over here who work and we're just trying to make something special. So, you know what I mean? It's not one of those things that is we're not here to line our pockets. Like, We Love Wrestling is more than just a name. We do this because we love what we're doing. You know what I mean? And I feel like when you have something like that organically, people are drawn to that and people realize what that is. And I feel like that's why people want to come work for us and
Yeah.
why people are willing to travel. Like for the Death Wish Cup, we got fans coming from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Virginia, Texas,
Texas. Yeah.
California. We got people coming from all over the place for this tournament. And it's our very first one. You know how humbling and of a feeling that it is that people are willing to spend their hard-earned money and travel across the country to see something that we're putting on. You know what I mean? That makes it that there's a lot of pressure there, but at the end of the day, pressure makes diamonds. And I have a feeling that on March 1st, we're going to deliver a home run.
Couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, there, and also going back to what you said earlier, how people have different viewpoints of wrestling. They all like remember, professional wrestling is almost art to some people. Art is meant to be subjective.
Absolutely.
And so what you're putting out is your view of art. And I mean, yeah, March 1st, pressure does make diamonds. That is a true statement. And I would say that pressure on almost every show is almost a good thing. At that point, because
Yeah.
it keeps you humble, but also keeps you like, well, yeah, we're gonna keep doing this. Like,
Absolutely, dude, that like these next few months are so make or break for We Love Wrestling. Like to be able to go and do a joint show with Ruthless Pro, who's considered one of the top independent promotions, especially upcoming independent promotions in the United States. We have to be able to stand toe to toe with these guys. We have to show that
yeah.
we are just as good or equal to what they bring to the table. Same with Horror Slam. So all these shows, while they have been fun at the end of the day, this is it's make or break time. It's time to nut up or shut up. This is really like us putting our money where our mouth is and showing that we belong at the big boys table, so to speak.
Well, this has been an incredible conversation. Tommy, thank you so much for your time, by the way. This has
Absolutely,
really
man. Thank you
been
for having me.
a great insight into We Love Wrestling. As I said, a promotion that's really breaking out the scenes this year. You will definitely be hearing more about We Love Wrestling by the end of 2025. If you haven't already heard about them, I don't know what you're doing. But I'm going to say this, as I always like to do to end my episodes, I always like to let my guests plug away, where people can find you, where people can support you. The floor is all yours, my friend Tommy. Where can people find We Love Wrestling, but also yourself as well?
All right, so if you want to follow We Love Wrestling, it is at We Love Wrestling, and in the word wrestling, instead of the letter E, it is replaced with the number 3. And that is on all social media platforms. That is Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, etc. If you want to find us, that's at We Love Wrestling with a 3 across the board. And now if you want to follow me on my social medias, I am the same way, except it's at Tommy X Trainwreck on IG, YouTube, Facebook, all that good stuff. As far as plugs, man, I got some big stuff coming up. I'm gonna be stepping back into the chains April 4th in
Yes,
Detroit.
sir.
Yes, sir. I got a first time ever match coming up against Hoodfoot, a one-on-one match against Hoodfoot. And that's a match that I've wanted since I've started getting back into this deathmatch stuff. When I was getting back into deathmatch, Hoodfoot was in the middle of his run as the American Deathmatch Champion,
Yeah.
and he was on a hell of a run. He was the measuring stick at that point. And as I've got my lay of the landscape here, he is definitely still one of the top dogs, and it's going to be fucking awesome to be able to test myself against somebody like Hoodfoot in a place that matters, like the chains.
Well, oh,
Yeah,
you got
man.
more?
No, that's about it, dude. That's about
Nah.
it. I got a
Well,
busy couple months, but I'll be in ICW MKE every month as usual at the
yep.
bar.
You are still the ICW Milwaukee Alternative Champion, if I'm
Yes,
not
sir.
mistaken.
Record-breaking 4-time alternative champion.
Four time, still one of the greats, as always. Well, Tommy, thank you again for the opportunity to speak with you about We Love Wrestling, as well as the show's coming up, as well as just everything with you going on as well. So, guys, I hope you guys really enjoy this episode, because I sure enjoy talking with Tommy. So, from Tommy Trainwreck, from myself, thank you guys for giving this one a listen. See you on the flip sides. Enjoy some death match.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Hey, have you guys heard of the new show on the Count Out Network, the Ichiban Sweetcast?
It's the brand new Japan Pro Wrestling podcast starring the International Wrestling Grand Prix. That's me, your good friend Curtis Spears.
And me, your bad friend Rafe Hewson. And we're here to talk about everything New Japan Pro Wrestling, reacting to everything, getting worked up, getting very happy, sometimes crying. Kind of like something else we used to do, right?
Oh, yeah. That was the old Okada Shorts podcast, right?
Ah, that's right. And if you love that show, you're going to love this show because it's exactly the same show.
Yeah, we just had to change the name.
Yeah, we did. But you can check it everywhere on a social media handle that we haven't made yet.
Yeah, we're really new to this. So what you can do is search on your favorite podcast catcher of choice. Look for the Ichiban Sweetcast.
Sweetcast, Ichiban.